Blog Talk Radio.
Stop scrolling. Get off the pot. And flush it. And listen to Billy Borelli's Laugh Chat. To reach Bill live, call 718-766-4314. That's 718-766-4314. Now, here's your host, Billy Borelli.
Damn. That's the old intro. I forgot to upload the new one. Well, damn it to me. Damn it all to hell. Damn you all to hell. It's actually 9. Whoa, I got a booger in my throat. I'm eating my snacks. Guest call-in is 917-889-3250. Again, it's 917-889-3250. Am I going to answer? Probably not, because this is my show. I can say what the fuck goes on in here. It's for added drama effect. What's up, everybody? It's the first show of 2018. It is January 19th. We're almost done with this month. Can you believe that? And people are dying because of the flu. Everyone's getting the flu. It's like every single year we get a new flu and people just croak. It's like, stay home. Why does it always happen around winter? Why? I mean, yeah, I know it gets cold, but the cold just can't cause a flu, can it? It's got to be somebody from a shithole country rubbing their butthole or something and then getting on a flight or getting somewhere and touching somebody and bringing the flu with them, sneezing in somebody's mouth. I mean, the flu, where the fuck does it come from? Why is it continual throughout the whole year? That's what I want to know. Where does this flu just like, it's 40 degrees out? The flu is here. What the fuck? It's like a drunk uncle that you hadn't seen in years. He just shows up. Like, oh, by the way, can I wash my socks in your sink? Get the fuck out of here, drunk uncle. You're like the flu. You just show up at a certain time of the year. Get out of here. I'm going to take some vitamin C and orange juice and Tylenol. Get the fuck out of here. Power of Christ compels you. My chat's not working. Well, bloody fucking da. Who cares? What's up? It's the end of the year. It's the end of 2017. Man, did that go shitty? Did it go quick? No, it didn't go shitty. The past couple years have been pretty damn good to me. I'll give you that. Past couple years have been pretty damn good to me. You know, those that know me know why. So, anyway, get into it, shall we? Like, I'm sitting here, like, talking to a bunch of people. Thank you for listening, all five of you, six of you, possibly. My brother's going to, well, no, whoopsie. Someone's going to ask, oh, how many listeners did you get? I don't know. I honestly don't know. I don't know. The new format here for Blog Talk Radio is so confusing. I don't know. The old format used to say, this is how many live listeners you had, and this is how many people felt sorry for you and listened to you after it went live. And that's that. That's all I needed to know. I didn't need to know a graph. I didn't need to know organic listens and this other listen and this bullshit listen. I don't need to know that. You either logged in and listened to me live, or you listened to me after the fact because you were on the shitter. No, I didn't. I forgot to upload the new intro. TVVoiceTalent.com, HoustonVoiceTalent.com. Shameless plug. It was my fault. That's on me. The new intro, the new intro with the new number. It's got my old jam on it, and I forgot to do that. I'm such a lazy asshole. I'm a lazy shithole. That's going to be the word of the day. That's going to be a shithole for you. Allegedly. Allegedly said. Some people said, yes, that's what he said. Some people said, no, that's not what he said. He said, it wasn't quite like that. Regardless. You know, I have ancestors that come from shithole countries. Now, does that mean that they were shitholes, that the people themselves? No. The policies and the this and the that, what makes the country that way, the leaders. I mean, you could call America a shithole country. You know, Trump's only been in power for a little over a year. Actually, tomorrow will be 1 year that he'll be sworn in. Huge. So 1 year tomorrow, President Trump, everybody, you know, boo, scream, do whatever you want to do. But a year ago, did you think we'd be here? A year ago, a lot of you thought that the country would just be fucked. No, we're still here. It's a year. We're here. You know, and you know, that's that. The country didn't turn on it. In fact, my 401k went way up. I even borrowed against it, and the shit went up. It was like, oh, you want more money? Here you go, jackass. Anyway, let's get into it. the Golden Globes, Oprah, just boobs pouring out of her tight dress. No more sticking your finger in young actresses' butts. If they want to be an actress, just let them on their merit of their talent. No more. Get your finger out of her butt, you dirty, filthy Weinstein, you. Meanwhile, a year ago, she was slobbering all over him, kissing him, and he's sitting there just going, yeah, like Jabba the Hutt. There's pictures of Oprah just, she damn near just giving him a handy, you know, right there at the whatever award show it is, and he's just sucking it all up, just like, yeah. And now it's like everybody turned against him. And that's, you know, I discussed this with me madre earlier about what happened to the days where if you got felt on, you turned around and you either decked the guy or you broke his hand or you did something. Now it's like, oh, my God, I'm going to sue. Oh. You know, I'm afraid that if my knuckle grazes the pocket of a woman, and we're not even talking a back pocket, maybe a front pocket where the little flap kind of, you know, goes over a little bit. It kind of, you know, because the pants are so tight, but the pocket's kind of loose, so you got that extra little material. If my knuckle grazes that, how much do I have to pay? You know, how much can I get sued for that? I mean, am I going to lose everything that I've got? Because, I'm sorry, the hair on my knuckle grazed your pocket, you sensitive chick. I'm going to sue you. And I'm going to sue your job and your country, and I'm going to sue. Oh, shut up. Turn around and plaster him. Turn around, grab his hand, break his hand, and say, that's what happens if you touch me. Because, you know, there's the whole rigmarole of, oh, he grabbed my ass, now I got to take him to court, now I got to tell everybody he grabbed my ass. Now I got to drag this out. I mean, just turn around. Either you like it or you don't. And I'm sure there's a few comedians that have already said this, and I'm going to rehash it. But what if he looked like Brad Pitt? You know, what if he looked like Sean Connery, not now, but Sean Connery back then? Because Sean Connery now would be like, get your old, crusty, bent hand off me from – you know, you've got arthritis. Get your arthritic bent claw off my ass, you old pervert.
Well, your ass was nice and soft. I felt that I needed to grab it and get my finger up there.
No, asshole. Get your hands off me. I'm suing you, because that's what it's turned into now. Everybody's suing. So, Oprah, did you not get... You know, did you not get the Weinstein touch? You know, you're just like, oh, I'm going to run for president. No, no, no. Because everybody's complaining about Trump being fat. You're fat-er. So it's okay for you? Besides, you know, you've got no business sense. I mean, we don't need to go down. We don't need to go after Trump. We need a politician. We need somebody with experience. We need somebody that's, you know, business experience. Yeah, great. And political experience. Somebody who's kind of done both. So not another actor, not another businessman only, and not just a reality. Oh, he's a reality star for what, a year or two? He's been a businessman his whole life. Anyway, what has Dumb and Dumber done lately? Jackass 1 and 2, that would be Kanye and Kim, have announced that their new baby is named, drumroll please, Chicago. Chicago. So they've got a North. They've got a whatever the fuck the other kid's name is, because that kid's going to be forgotten. You've got a kind of normal name, so you suck. And now you have Chicago West. So you've got a Northwest. Dude, what happened to naming your kids North, East, South? Then you could have a Southwest, a Northwest, and an East West. Eh? Eh? You retards. You are, both of you have sucked on one too many Tide Pods, and you're ruining this poor kid. Oh my gosh. Manon, your kid is going to go to school and they're going to go Chicago. Hey, Los Angeles, get over here. Let me talk to you, Dallas. Well, Dallas is kind of a cool name. Hey, Houston, come in. Actually, you know, strippers are named after cities. You know, there's Houston, I think. There's a Dallas. I mean, Paris. Porsche, Stuttgart, no, Moscow, Jinping, Hong Kong, no, nothing, no, you name your kid Hong Kong or Taiping or Fasan or any city in China you wouldn't name your child? Why not? Chicago? Why the fuck not? I mean, you know, name. See, this is the thing. People are naming their kids. They're in the United States, and they've got like a Johnson or a Jackson or a Washington or a Smith or a Brown or a White or a Jones. You know, they've got these kind of English, you know, names that they're part of the English language. Let's put it like that. Let's categorize these names, these last names, as part of the English language. And they've got these English language names, yet they're putting like a non-English first name in front of. So, for example, I have a friend. I don't know if he listens. His name is Njuaji. Njuaji. N-J-U-A-J-I. Njuaji. Okay. What do you think his last name is? It's certainly not Rukarung Poktokoa. It's like Smith. So he's like, yeah, just call me MJ. I'm like, okay, why didn't your dad just call you MJ back then? You know what? I'm going to name my son Njuaji because nobody can pronounce it. Well, what's your name? Fred. See, if my mom would have named me some shit like Namnugus, oh, man, I think I would have just reached through her body. Like, I'm not even out of the womb yet. Just reach through and grab her throat. You're going to rename me something else, Ma. I'm not going to be Namnugus. You know what I'm going to have to do for the rest of my life? Eat everything so I can get big and just crush people. You're not naming me no Namnugus. So she's like, all right, William, fuck it, whatever. Love you, Ma. She's listening. That's my son, you foul-mouthed little son of a bitch. Oh, wait, I'm the bitch. No, I mean, son of a, you know what I mean. Anyway, this is the end of the year report.
2017. Man, a lot of things have transpired last year. I don't even know where to start. Well, let's just start right here. Donald Trump was sworn in as President of the United States, our 45th president. And never have the words social justice warrior and snowflake ever been so prominent like they are now. Let's not forget the quagmire of gender identification and what bathrooms they need to use. And still the horrible state of pop music still infects the airwaves. God, when is it gonna stop? We said goodbye to some of our beloved musicians and some celebrities. There's too many to mention, but I'll name a few. Chris Cornell, Chuck Berry, Tom Petty, Fats Domino, Chuck Mosley from Faith No More, and Ralphie May, Godspeed. Hurricanes Irma, Maria, and Harvey laid the smack down on Puerto Rico, Florida, and Texas. Thousands left displaced, down but not out. And the Houston Astros win their first World Series victory in over 40 years of existence as a ball club and give Houston something to cheer for. The Dow Jones hits 24,000 points, the highest it's ever been. Harvey Weinstein, Hollywood, elected officials are exposed for their deviant behavior by spineless actresses and opportunists. What the hell took you so long, ladies? President Donald Trump signs a historic tax cut bill. And finally, U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley tells the U.N., don't bite the hand that feeds you, so to speak. Last but not least, let's hope 2018 is a decent year. And remember, people, don't text and drive. It's illegal now. Let's hope our economy proves even more and that President Trump finds his groove. Happy New Year to all from the Billy Borelli Laugh Chat.
Happy New Year to you. You know, he forgot about the Warriors winning the basketball final championship. Forgot about that one. He also forgot about the Patriots winning another Super Bowl. And they're probably going to win another one this year because they're in the playoffs again. Tom Brady, 40-year-old quarterback. I have no idea why I'm talking like that. Anyway. That's the end of the year report. We'll do another one next year. Bye. No, I'm kidding. I still got about 12 minutes. You're like, no, please sign off because you fucking suck. You know, it's always like awkward to go to like a family gathering. You know, grandma's there and she's the judgmental, hardcore Christian. I'm going to look at you and just shake my head because you're such a disappointment to me. So you want to walk up to her and you want to, hi, Grandma, how are you? Give her a little sugar. My grandmother, because she's so little delicate. I just want to, you little cute little grandma, you little cute baby. What's new, Grandma? Billy? And she calls me Billy. I heard your radio show. Yeah. And you were talking about the sex. And she's like pointing to her butt, you know, like anal sex. And I'm like, oh, yeah. That sex, like, I'm disgusted with you. I'm sorry, Grandma. It's, you know, it's kind of like what I do. Does your mother know about this? I mean, oh, my God, I'm going to tell your mother. Well, Grandma, you know, she kind of already knows. Oh, my God. What do you mean she knows? How long has she known this? Since I started doing it. Oh, my God. Oh, what do you call it? The what? The anal sex? Oh, my God. How could you? How could you say something so disgusting? Your mother would be ashamed of you. Well, Grandma, she wrote the joke for me, you know? That's when she falls out. Dead. No, I'm kidding. She didn't die. She's cool. She's hanging in there. She's like, whatever the fuck you want to say. I don't care. You're not my kid. You're hers. All right, asshole? Keep your filthy mouth away from me. I don't want your little kisses. And I don't want your hugs. I don't want nothing from you. You're not my child. You're my grandchild. Get the fuck away from me. Get the fuck out of my face. Get the fuck out of here. And how do you spell Del Rio? I had to throw that in. Oh, the anal sex. Not just anal sex. The anal. Oh, and pointing at her butt like, what, hemorrhoids? I love you, Grandma. Graham. Everybody's got a cute pet name for their grandma. They stop becoming grandma. I guess when they get a certain age, you just can't just say that. You got to make them feel better. Graham, it's me, Billy. Graham. Oh, Nam, Nana, Nona, Nom, Nino, Grandma. Fucking Grandma.
And how do you spell Del Rio?
I don't know. I was watching Rocky and just he kept saying it, so that's going to be my new punchline. Just, if a joke doesn't work,
how do you spell Del Rio?
What else did I need to get into? I think I went, oh my God, Hot Cheetos. No, the Tide Pod Challenge. I got to get that in there before my 8 minutes is up. You fucking retarded kids. What? Why? What, why, how, where, who, what, why, when, where, how? Tide Pod? I mean, I know it, like, the color's blue and orange, and it looks great. You know, it looks like, and they're in a swirl. Tide knew what they were doing, man. They were like, hey, we need to make something that kids are going to eat one day. Not only that, but you clean your clothes with it. Do you realize those little pods clean a load of clothes? They clean the shit out of your clothes. They clean the piss out of your clothes, the boogers, the BO, the whatever the hell else you use your clothes for. That one little pod cleans a whole fucking load of clothes. And if you've got extra shit in your drawers, you might want to throw in another pod and some bleach. So these idiot, stupid-ass, idiot, dick-face, shithole, shit-stained, shithead kids are doing the Tide Pod Challenge by biting into them and eating them. That stuff flat out can kill you. Well, it hasn't killed me. Well, it can. Here, have another, and have another, and have another, you turded-ass dummy. You know what would be better? The Eat Your Own Shit Challenge. Just, they're so stupid, these kids are so stupid that they'll believe whatever you tell them. Hey, there's some weed, and there's strawberries, and there's cinnamon, and it has some vitamins. It's jam-packed with riboflavin. So the next time you need to take a crap, just stick your hand up underneath there, grab yourself a nice chunk, and swallow it down. Dip it in the toilet first, then suck it down. Then you got a little moisture in there, and then you could just, oh, everybody's just getting sick right about now. They're just like, but even my grandmother, you stupid bastard. Why? I was okay with the anal sex, but then you had to talk about eating shit.
How do you spell Del Rio?
Yeah, but why are they eating that shit? What, you dumb kids, dumbass, dummy. You know, I'm just going to ship you off and ship you to, what are those Amish people? I'm going to ship you to the Amish people. Where you can't shave, and I don't know if they shower or not, I guess. I mean, you got to make butter all damn day and clean up horse shit and cow shit and milk cows. And oh, man, stupid Tide Pod Challenge. Stop it. Stop doing challenges. There was I thought it stopped when everybody was doing Light Yourself on Fire Challenge. Are you fucking kidding me? Poor lighter fluid on yourself and Light Yourself on Fire Challenge. How much more suicidal you eat this bullet challenge. I bet you I could bite this bullet before it goes through my fucking brain. Bang! Nope. You lost again.
How do you spell Del Rio?
You got to go see Rocky. You'll get what I mean. Every time he says that, he asks twice. They're like, look it up in the dictionary, you dummy. Then they drive away.
How do you spell Del Rio?
Now, it's okay, Rock, if you played dumb in the first movie, maybe the second one. But I saw Rocky 5, and he was going back to being dumb. And I'm like, Rocky, how many years have you been fighting now? You're married with kids, and you still act like a moron? I mean, in Rocky 3, he was a little bit smarter sounding. And then he regressed. He's like back in Rocky Five. That's like, you know, you Rocky Four was like, yeah, kind of, sort of. So I guess his peak was Rocky Three when he was like the smartest, you know, and then he kind of just, Rocky Five, I'm eating my poop. Jeez, dummy. Anyway, raw water is a thing. Did you know that? People are paying a lot of money for raw water. That's water just, and I don't necessarily think it's spring water. I mean, even, I don't know, do we really know that the spring water comes from the spring unless we actually go there and get a cup of it? And what the fuck is in this water? Have you gone camping and grabbed a scoop of stream water? Do you think it's just you hold it up and it's like so fucking sparkling that the sun reflection burns the iris in your eyes? No, it's got shit in it. It's got fish shit in it. It's got deer piss. Bears walk through it. You're drinking deer piss and bear fur and whatever the fuck else is in there. Fish are swimming and fucking in it, so you're drinking that. Sorry, Mom. You're drinking all that. And then they're like, well, we're going to sell this and we're going to charge $30 a gallon. And people in San Francisco are so stupid, they're going to buy it because their kids are eating Tide Pods. So they're going to buy it, dummies. When did San Francisco get so stupid? And that's really, it's really being sold, raw water. No thanks. I'm just going to drink the tap water here. Yeah, because I don't see shit floating in it. I don't see worms and parasites and deer piss and bear shit. I mean, there's a reason why the bear walks through that stream. It's got shit stuck to its fur and it wants to get it off. So it can't, you know, it's kind of like, hey, I'm not going to sit up here and lick my butt like a dog or a cat. I'm going to wash it off. You know, I'm going to rub it against this rock underneath the water and I'm going to wash it off. And you idiot humans, I'm going to drink it. How do you spell Del Rio? By the way, you know, he's got the finger and the thumb like a pistol, and that's his way of like, hey, I kind of like that. I've been using that a lot lately. Like, how you doing? Like, with the finger and the, but somebody's going to go, oh, my God, it's a gun. Ban it. Oh, my God, it's a gun. You got to ban it. Ban the ammo, too. We're in California. Ban sex. Ban anal sex. Ban the anal sex, ban raw water and ammo, ban Trump, ban Del Rio, ban everything. What the fuck? We can't have any more freedoms anymore. I'm just going to move to the mountains and drink raw water out of the stream and eat my own poop because I don't have any Tide Pods and not have the anal sex. Jeez. What is going on? Anyway, I'm sorry. Hey, real quick, remember back in the day people used to say, eat your heart out? That's now like, yeah, fuck you, suck my dick. Sorry, I know that was raw. That was raunchy. Bye.
We hope you enjoyed this broadcast. Be sure to follow Billy Borelli on Twitter at Comedian Billy Bo. Tune in next time, boys and girls. You may now proceed to mindless scrolling. Thank you.